If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And next year, believe it or not, we'll be celebrating our 12th anniversary in late September. And all 12 years are at radiomd.com. In the meantime, this year and today, we have a great guest. The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, It Makes You Shine, if you will, by Jacob Teitelbaum. Jacob is probably the world's expert on this disease, undoubtedly one of the top two or three, but I think the way he manages patients that I've referred to him, outstanding, and he's in Hawaii, so I know he's chosen a great relaxing area to go to. And he does a lot of, if you will, phone and probably email consultation as well. Dr. Teitelbaum, what does shine mean? And how can we answer Nancy's question with shine? Nancy from Chicago asked the question, I'm too tired to exercise. How do I exercise when I'm so tired?
Well, shine is a recipe for optimizing energy for anybody. And we talked about the S, which is sleep. And then H is hormones, infections, nutritional support, and exercise as able. But for those who want more energy, if you have a pen and paper, let's start with nutrition, which is the foundation of health. And what you want to do there is take a really good multivitamin. Most are not. And I like a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. And to that, add one scoop of a nutrient called ribose, R-I-B-O-S-E. Those two together, that one drink, in a study recently published looking at ribose alone, it increased energy an average of 61% in 3 weeks.
So now ribose,
61% more energy.
So ribose is D-ribose, and one scoop is what, 500 milligrams?
5 grams.
5 grams. So a full scoop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that will give a morning energy drink that for most listeners, within a month, they're going to feel, oh, my God, better kind of a thing. For the hormones, for those of you who are tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you need a trial of thyroid hormones pretty much no matter what your blood test shows. For those of you who get irritable when hungry, who get those feed me now or I will kill you kind of episodes, you need adrenal support. And for that, licorice, vitamin C, vitamin B5, increasing salt, glandulars. There's a wonderful product called Adrenal Stress End. Can make a big difference, smooth that out, save you thousands in divorce costs as well. I mean, it'll help your relationship a lot. For infections, if you have nasal congestion, sinusitis, or spastic colon, you have candida overgrowth. You want a good probiotic that's enteric-coated, so your stomach acid doesn't kill the healthy bacteria. And then for exercise, a lot of people with chronic fatigue syndrome, if they exercise too much, they crash and burn. And what do you do if you don't have enough energy to exercise? Well, that's the nice thing about adding the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder and the ribose. For most people, that's going to turbocharge energy production, so they'll find they will be able to exercise after a couple weeks on it. But start slow, get a pedometer, and just increase by 50 steps a day.
So the pedometer and continually increasing steps. So for Nancy, that's what we should do is say, find out how many steps you're taking now and never take fewer the next day and try and increase by 50 steps a day.
Aim for 50. Well, the one caution in chronic fatigue that if you feel wiped out the next day, then that's the time to ease back. But for day-to-day fatigue, people can continue to increase it until they hit that magic 10,000 steps a day level.
And so shine, S is, go over sleep. It again.
S is sleep. And the revitalizing sleep formula herbal mix will leave most people sleeping like puppies. H is hormonal support using bioidentical hormones, thyroid, adrenal, estrogen, even testosterone and bioidentical. I would be infected.
And he goes through in the book, I should say, how you tell whether you'll need it rather than just relying on lab tests. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And the energy analysis program at endfatigue.com will do that for each individual for free as well. So the I would be infections, especially candida. You can tell that if you have sinusitis or spastic colon, you probably have candida. And is nutritional support. I would also add in a good fish oil. Mike, you have some very good ones with that. Perhaps some iodine, like a triiodine, 6 1/4 milligram. to help boost thyroid function, a lot of simple things, but also cut out sugar, increase water, high-protein diet for most people with fatigue, and again, for those of you who have low adrenal, irritable when hungry, low blood pressure, do not salt restrict. You will crash and burn.
So Shine is the recipe. The book is a sensational book. It is called The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. It's not quite as good as The Doc, but no one can be as good with managing patients with this condition as Jacob Teitelbaum. The website is endfatigue.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much for being our guest today. And obviously, people can access this interview with Dr. Teitelbaum at radiomd.com in the future. And now, Sonar, the Real Age Tip of the Week. The bedroom habit that's good for blood sugar. Nothing feels more rejuvenating than a nice, deep sleep. But it turns out that quality sleep may also be the most important thing to your blood sugar. Four studies in the last 6 months now confirm it. In these studies, both the amount of sleep people got and the quality of their sleep had a significant impact on their blood sugar level and on their risk of type 2 diabetes. In fact, good sleep bestowed as much as a threefold drop in the risk of type 2 diabetes. Deep sleep, better blood sugar. Turns out that a particular kind of deep sleep called slow wave sleep may be essential to maintaining balanced blood sugar. When folks in one of these studies were intentionally deprived of the deepest stages of slow wave sleep, they suffered a 25% drop in insulin sensitivity. That's the marker of your body's ability to convert blood sugar inside your cells into energy. That light sleeping caused a 23% drop in blood glucose tolerance, another risk factor for type 2 diabetes. So even if you get the full 8 hours of sleep, it may be not doing your blood sugar as well as it could if you're not sleeping soundly. And staying in bed longer isn't an ideal solution to proper sleep. What happens? Surprisingly, in another study, sleeping more than 8.5 hours a night actually increased your type 2 diabetes risk. Researchers think that overly long sleep may drop testosterone levels down to the point that it boosts weight gain, belly fat, insulin, and your blood glucose levels, all things that can nudge up your diabetes risk. So if you're tossing and turning, sleeping 10 hours instead of 8 isn't the way to go. You need to get rid of bedroom distractions, clear your head of your keep-me-up-at-night worries, and focus on getting a quality 7 hours of night every sleep. The benefit? Reducing your risk of diabetes by losing excess weight and by getting proper sleep can make your real age a half year younger for every year you have it. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Thanks for listening. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good tasting and all natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.